Mr. Attorney General?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm a little bit, I think we ought to give a little attention to this Rules Committee thing in the Senate. I think it's been pretty poorly handled, and I had the feeling that Hoover ought to be asked to testify on what he did and why he did it and so forth. So, again, I wouldn't be made the goat for something I hadn't done, and maybe you, as a political appointee of mine, wouldn't be made the goat. I think they're going to take a strategy now and reopen it again, go through some more stuff on the ground, A, that the Justice Department really hadn't written what Hoover requested and what he did, and that it's a Justice Department document. In other words, a Democratic National Committee document instead of an impartial, thorough investigation. And there's no oaths taken and no this or that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if it had gone the other way, why, they would never raise that. But I see the Star today has got an editorial. The Times has got an editorial. And the senators are obviously putting this out. I think it would be a good thing if you and Hoover would talk to Dirksen and say, we don't mind we show the chairman of committee these things. We think you ought to know the facts about this person, and we don't want to discredit him at all. We just want to give you the facts. And I think that somebody ought to tell Curtis that we want him to see these facts. And I would think that Hoover, you ought to say to the chairman that Hoover would be glad to explain his report before they all say that his investigation is no good, is political, and everything like that. Now, there may be another way to handle it, maybe a better way to handle it. All I'm interested in is just the true facts, and each day they make charges against me and others that are untrue. The Hong Kong thing, they make, I never had any counterpart funds in my life, any time. I never handled any of the funds for the trip. The fiscal officer, the man that handled them all, was Assistant Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And we never had a dime, but it happened that I was not out of the presence of the Assistant Secretary of State or the consular officer. I did buy 40 shirts at 3.5 apiece, which they played up a great deal, and gave them to the people traveling with us. I thought it was a little memento that a fellow would have, like a tie clasp, like a Kennedy PT boat or something from a trip around the world that he picked up in Hong Kong. I made a mistake because they all played it up as a very lavish display of great wealth, because I bought $120 worth of little things and passed them out to the sergeants on the planes and to the crew on the plane and to the reporters and to the secretaries and the workers. And I never heard of these things. This is just pure fabrication. But I'm not sure that with the FBI getting the facts. Now, I'm sure if they'd gotten them and involved me, that would have been stood up all right and been handled properly. But since it's a pure lie made out of the whole cloth, fabricated for the purpose, I believe a good many innocent people. I don't like the Star that I know that Justice Hoover is not pretty close to. And I would think that Hoover would feel a little upset himself that he ought to tell these people at his report. Now, have we left out and doctored that report in any way? I sure don't want it.
Not one bit, sir.
Well, don't you?
A fair and accurate summary of that report. It was done by four experienced career attorneys here in the Department of Justice, who took the, you know, several thousand pages of the original reports and summarized the, put the charges and summarized the report underneath it.
Well, you see the reaction it's coming from, and then it's spreading, and it'll be repeated, and they'll reopen it again. Now, what's your suggestion and strategy for what we do? My thought would be that Dirksen is an able and honorable man, that he ought to ask the three Republicans to come to his office, and the Attorney General and Mr. Hoover ought to go there, and he ought to say, now, we don't want any question. We're in the grand jury here, and we're going every day, and we expect a good many people to be indicted in this grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to be indicted in the public mind here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been given instructions when I was appointed acting attorney general, the first instruction the president told me that I was to enforce the law of this country and to do what ought to be done and to let no one interfere with it.
Right.
No one has interfered with it, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. And that's what Mr. Hoover does. And we want to go over each one of these charges. Now, it would be fine if the president did use some money over there. We'd say so. That just didn't happen. And this stuff was scattered around all over the place. We looked into it before. People came to us with these rumors about Hong Kong. And we've done, first, there was no counterpart funds in Hong Kong.
That's right.
So can't you men see that?
It's all been said to them. I think now it's just the integrity issue. I think that would be get Dirksen and the Republicans, and I'd be happy to go down with Mr. Hoover and discuss that.
And I talked to Hoover about it, and I tell Dirksen I would never mention that I had instructed.
No.
But I want every Republican to know the truth and the facts, and I'm not scared of... I know that Curtis and Williams are not going to be fair with me. I just honestly don't believe they will be. But I believe Dirksen will, and I think Cooper would, and I think Scott would if they knew the facts.
Yes, yes.
And I just think you ought to know it might be them. This could be them. And
that would be a step. I don't quite see how that gets out. This is to just simply tone them down and leave it where it is.
Well, I think that they must be talking to these people every day. I just can't believe, unless they're selling it around, that it gets this momentum.
Yeah.
I don't think that the News and the Star and the Times editorial just come accidentally.
Mm.
I thought it would come before because we just mailed it down to them and nobody explained it. And I thought Jordan ought to subpoena Hoover and said, come in here and tell us about the truth of this. And he ought to take case by case.
Mm-hmm.
And he ought to testify. Here, I made an investigation and here's what happened. It couldn't have happened on TFX.
No, the dates are just completely wrong.
And now they're changing the name. That could be it. Well, they got mixed up. It wasn't Beaumarch, it was Apollo.
Well, of course, all that testimony showed was Beaumarch throughout.
Well, I just never heard of it, and I just don't know what they're talking about. And this is prefabricated, and this is malicious, and this is consistent with the man's previous history, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And they know, that's all.
I don't think they know it. I don't think they've ever seen his previous history.
Yes, they have, Mr. President.
Well,
that was made available to them, and they read it.
I don't know whether you're as good as y'all said Edward Bennett Williams was by bringing in Joe Louis, but if you have to bring in Joe Louis, I would do something.
I have some reluctance on Hoover's testifying. You have to do an awful lot of boning up before he'll be on top of this himself, every issue. I think we could start off with your idea here of talking to those people. I don't have any reluctance on the original FBI reports. They run through all of this. We had a fair summary made.
What is the answer to the fact that there's no oath taken?
The easy answer is that a false statement to an FBI agent is punishable the same way perjury is punishable.
Well, shouldn't they know that?
Shouldn't
that be called to their attention?
I have called that to their attention, and I called it to the attention of the Star.
I think that whoever handled the Star for Hoover and you ought to tell the Star the facts here and say, now, if you want to go on and try to destroy the presidency, that's all right, but here are the facts. I don't mind. If you think it's proper, I'd be happy for you to go into the grand jury with each one of these things. Call anybody. Call the Hong Kong Assistant Secretary of State or the consular office back here. It's a pure prefabricated story.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as much as said you raped my wife last night.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you do about that in a free country. And if it can happen to the president, God knows what it happens to a truck driver.
I wonder whether I could, if they want a testimony as to just what this was, I just wonder whether it'd be possible for me to handle it. I stand pretty well with those fellows down there. I don't think they would think I was covering up anything. I don't think the New York Times would, or the Star, or any of those people. It's just my reluctance to get Hoover as a witness. He's never been a witness in this kind of a situation.
Hell, I thought they called him up there on every old tepica that came along. Yes. I've had him...
Coleman, he goes up on appropriations, but to my recollection, Mr. President, he has never, testified with respect to the integrity of an investigation and that sort of thing.
I'll tell you, when Martin Luther King questioned his integrity, he goddamn sure responded pretty effectively and and pretty accurately. And I don't know when they say he covers up to the president, why he can't respond, but I don't insist on it. I'm just trying to think of somebody that would do it. I think you might, in talking to Dirksen then, just say if they want you to testify, you just sure be happy to bring all the reports and let them look at them if they want to.
Sure.
And tell them what they're dealing with here. Just say this man made the same charge about Mansfield, and he made the charge about these things that didn't happen until 2 or 3 years later, and some of them happened 6 or 8 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that it's a mental problem with a man, and they thought so many years ago. That's why they let him out.
Yeah.
But if they want to rely on it, well, you'd be glad to come and take it allegation by allegation.
Yeah.
That we don't want to destroy the president, and the president has not a thing in the world to hide. All he has done to Reynolds that I know of is that it's just like a bad man getting in your building, a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He got in your door by your guard without your knowing it. We got in with Reynolds, and the man we really dealt with on the thing was George Sampson, who's very reliable and high class and represents Manhattan, gave us what we wanted. But we've paid Reynolds $100,000 in the period since 55, 9 years. And he bought $1,200 worth of advertising, which was about a half of what the other fella would have naturally bought. And he didn't go through with all of his agreement at all. But we go through with ours, and he gets our money each year, and he gets his commission off of it. Now, that's all we've ever done to him. That's all we know. I never spent 1 minute with him, and Walter Jenkins never spent 30. And he's just a bum here in town that's got us involved. But I don't want history to say these things. I don't want to be a Harding. I don't want them to say that we are forcing this guy to do this and that. Now, this investigator wrote Walter Jenkins' statement, and when the investigator asked Walter Jenkins if he, what kind of programs he had, did he go down there in the morning, the afternoon, or what kind of arrangements, he said, I don't know. All I know was that he agreed to take them out of advertising, and I don't know anything about the arrangements. They were made in Austin, and he went down to Austin and spent 2 or 3 days there, and he disagreed with everybody, and he fought everybody, and he insisted on taking the children's hour to sell things that the mother bought. Well, hell, any 10-year-old boy knew that the mother was in cooking supper and the TV was a babysitter with the children. So the children couldn't buy a pot or a pan, but he insisted on it. And so Walter Jenkins said, I know nothing about these arrangements. He didn't know any more about it than you do. If I called you and asked you about the San Francisco District Attorney this morning, you say, I don't know anything about the arrangement. Then I'd try you on the ground that you said you didn't know him.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Now,
well, let me.
The Times has had an editorial this morning. The Star's got one today at noon. And I think you ought to ask the Star to come over and try to, you and Hoover, give them enough stuff that they can see what's happening. Now, they've had agreement, according to Hoover's people, that if Williams would leak them the stuff, they would involve the president in each story. I hard to believe a reputable newspaper would do that, but that's what Deke tells her.
All right. I'll do that.
You figure out now, as my lawyer, what ought to be done here to clear the record, to clear history. But most important, the only thing that needs to guide you is the truth. And if you need to get Dirksen to have a man, if you need to get Jordan to call him back, if you need to go before a grand jury with him, whatever you need to do. What is the situation for the grand jury?
Well, we're still putting witnesses in there. We were going into the Congressman Burns matter this week, Mr. President, on the MDIC stock. What he got on that, we had one witness in there on that this week. That's the only day the grand jury met this week.
Well, did anything? Well.